everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Digital Dialogue. I'm Caitlin, and today we are joined again by Lindsay and Emily. So Lindsay and Emily have recently started the coursework to get their Google UX Design Professional Certificate. So for those who aren't familiar, what is a UX designer?
Emily here. User experience UX designers focus on the experience that users have while using products like websites, apps, and physical objects. UX designers make those everyday interactions more useful, usable, and accessible to users. The role of an entry-level UX designer might include coming up with ideas to address user problems, conducting research with users, and designing wireframes, mockups, and prototypes.
And the experience refers to how a person interacts with a product, how they feel about using that product, and what emotions it brings up while using that product. So as designers in UX design, we usually want those feelings to be of happiness and joy.
Yeah, and not just for like websites and apps and stuff, but even just like a door, like the experience using a door. Like we talk about our gym door in our building, we all want to pull it or push it. We do the opposite of what it says.
Yeah,
it's just bad design.
Actually, that's something that they had mentioned in the course. They mentioned
Norman doors.
Yeah, and it's when a door, like Emily said, has a pull handle, but you're actually supposed to push it. So all these people look like fools trying to open the door, and that's just bad design. That's one example of like a really bad user experience.
That's good to know, because I've definitely done that a lot, mm-hmm. and I always thought it was me, but uh-huh. I can blame it on the designer of the building.
You can blame it on the Norman doors.
Norman doors. So how did you hear about this course, and what motivated you to sign up?
So a couple months ago, I was fishing around the interwebs for mm-hmm. a UX design course because I've been wanting to do this for a while, actually. And I've been talking about it with Emily and Nikki, and we're like all, you know, we're all in the same boat. Like, yeah, let's do it. So I popped up on Google, and I saw that they were soon going to be releasing these different certificate courses, and one of them happened to be user experience design. So I signed up for it, and it finally came out probably a couple weeks ago or a month ago. And so I just we just decided to do it.
Yeah, nice.
Like, this is perfect timing. Let's do it.
Yeah, it's a good. It's just a good thing to have on your under your belt too, yeah. as a designer.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to cut you off.
I was excited.
Okay, how will this help you in your individual roles at Yelling Mule?
I think this will help with every single project I currently work on and will work on in the future for a bunch of reasons. The first being having the tools to understand the project, not just as a tangible item, but an overall experience. This in turn affects all aspects of not only the final product we make, but the entire experience from discovery to launch.
Yeah, like Emily said, like having the right kind of tools to understand projects and clients better will definitely help. I also think that this will create kind of a better experience for clients when they're going through us with the design phase. Just as designers, being able to talk to them more professionally about user problems, our research, and just communicating more thoroughly to them about like what makes an actual like good user experience.
Yeah, definitely just having more education on that experience will help us create better products.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So tell me a little bit more about the course. How is it broken up?
So the course is actually broken up into 7 mini courses within the program. Each course is then broken into 4-week increments. Number 1 is Foundations of User Experience UX Design, which we just started last week. Number 2 is Start the UX Design Process, Empathize, Design, and Ideate. Number 3 is Build Wireframes and Low Fidelity Prototypes. Number 4 is Conduct UX Research and Test Early Concepts. Number 5 is Create High Fidelity Designs and Prototypes in Figma. Number 6 is Responsive Web Design in Adobe XD. And number 7 is Design a User Experience for Social Good and Prepare for Jobs.
Cool. So out of those mini courses, what lessons are you most excited for?
Personally, I'm really excited about learning Figma and Adobe XD. We're currently working with Sketch to create responsive web designs, and then pairing these pages with Envision, which is another prototyping tool to create the actual prototypes we send to clients. But having one tool to make both designs and prototypes seems really interesting and the best possible use of a project timeline.
Yeah, Adobe XD, I'm really excited to learn about that just because the prototyping tool, really. I've heard a lot of good things about that. I'm also really eager to learn more about the user, the UX research aspect. We already do discovery meetings here, but, you know, there's always the, well, I should have said this, I should have done that, I should have, you know, should have, would have, could have.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited to see if they have any, like, useful information or tips or, you know, really good questions to ask the client, just so we can throw into the discovery phase and, you know, to better help ourselves and the clients.
Yeah, I'm, like, build almost, like, a portfolio of questions per industry just to get more information.
Yeah, yeah. Ones that, because I'm sure a lot of those will come up, like you said, based on industry quite frequently.
Yeah.
And it's hard, too, especially if, you know, clients don't have experience in web design. I think a lot of times, you know, your priorities are more aligned with, you know, just getting the content out there or whatever, but user experience is a huge thing, and it's kind of hard to consider in the process if you're new to it.
Right.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me, and this course sounds awesome. I know you mentioned there's a lot of flexibility to it. You can kind of work at your own pace, which is ideal. So, like, you know, if you're in their situations where you're working full-time, you can make the time.
Emily flew through the first course. She was done in like 2 hours, and I was like halfway through.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
Well, you got six more, so.
I have 6.5 more.
True. There you go. Okay, well, thank you so much, and we'll be doing a blog post later this week, kind of breaking this down a little bit more and including the links to it in case anyone's interested in signing up too.
Cool.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Thank you.